Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 11th, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. This call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our MooreSuccessTeam.com website. Tonight, you'll be hearing from two of the top three recruiters last week in prepaid legal on our Moore Success Team. But to begin our call and to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and a Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. All I got to do is unmute my own self.
There you go. Appreciate you being on the call, sir.
Listen, Randy, we're so fortunate tonight. I mean, we're really good. This next speaker, you know, this gentleman is in the business for all the right reasons, Randy. We all have our own personal reasons, but this guy, he's got it all together. He's got a personal goal in life, and that is to serve God and to serve people. You know, he helps young people throughout the United States. He has great facilities for them. He's recently purchased a church to expand his organization. I'm not sure. I think he has a 1,700-acre ranch for children. He could correct me on that or not, but he and his lovely wife, you know, have been helping people for the last probably 35 years, and he has chosen the path of prepaid to also do that. He's a 100,000 ring earner, 66 months in the Players Club, executive director. You know what I like best about this gentleman? He's a real person. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things when you see them. They say a lot of things on stage, and they give all these fancy talks and big things, but when you walk away, you feel like, well, that was a good speech, but wonder what the guy is in person. Wonder what that group of people that he sponsors is. This man is real. He's an honest to goodness Christian. He's the kind of guy that walks it, talks it, and lives it. It's my honor to count him my friend, Ms. Dr. Fletcher Brothers.
Brother Moore, it's an honor, and after that introduction, I think I just ought to shut up and hang up.
You're a great person, a great family man. We're just honored to have you to take your busy time to be with us tonight, sir.
Well, it's a great honor for me to be with you and your entire team, and we love you and your wife and Randy and the family, and it's just an honor for me. You know, one of the things that...
And I did speak to Wilbur for you. Excuse me for interrupting, but I did speak to Wilbur for you today.
You did. Well, good, good. As Brother Moore just told you, we operate the largest home, Christian private home for troubled teenagers in the country, and we've had about 22,000 kids go through this program, and then we have the largest outreach to public schools in the country of three teams on the road all the time. And one of the things that today happened, we had a 13-year-old boy commit suicide right here in our own community, and that just drove the nail into the coffin a little deeper for me. As Brother Moore told you, we just bought a church here in our area. We have a church on the campus, and then we just bought another church about 8 miles away to expand our youth ministry and outreach there. But, you know, one of the things that Brother Moore was talking about is why I got into this business. And I wish I could somehow let every person on this call and every person in prepaid understand what you have in your hands. You know, 5 years ago, about 70% of my calls at the time, and even more now, were all about money. You know, as a pastor for 35 years, if you come to me with a problem with your child or you come to me with a spiritual problem, I could help you. But the problem is we're now in a money-driven system. Whether we like it or not, you can't get the gas until you pay for it in advance, at least in our area. You don't pay the rent, you're going to be out on your ear. And we're seeing 17,000 homes a day now being foreclosed on, 22,000 people on average every day losing their jobs. I don't think any of us, in at least my generation, would have ever thought we'd have heard the words Chrysler, General Motors, and bankruptcy in the same sentence. But that's really the reality, and I don't have to spend time telling you about it because you see it on your news. But what I can tell you, we've all seen something in the last few weeks and months. There have been 11 men who have taken their life and taken their entire family's life. Every one of them, because of finances. You know, we've all known that divorce is the number one reason for divorce is finances. But now we're seeing some horrific things happen all over our country. You're seeing them in your community. I'm seeing them in mine. But you know what? We have something in our hands if you read the Profiles of Success book, and that is the tool, other than the Private Business Reception DVD, that is the tool I use the most, is that Profiles of Success book, because you're going to see folks like Ken Moore, Randy Moore, you're going to see folks like me, you're going to see folks from every walk of life who have changed their lives through this business. And one of the things that I saw 5 years ago was this was a business that anybody could do. Not everybody can do Amway. It's a great business. It was the forerunner of the network marketing companies, and I've been privileged to meet know several folks. I grew up with Dexter Yeager, who's the number one person in Amway, and three times now, Dexter has tried to get me in Amway. But I never felt led to get into it, because if you can't get up in front of an audience and hype that audience and whatever, you really aren't going to be successful in Amway. Now, it's a great company, but every product they have, you can pretty well buy it at Walmart, or you can buy it at Costco or someplace else. But when I saw this business, what I saw was an answer for all of the people who were calling me and emailing me and saying, Pastor Brothers, pray for us. We're about ready to lose our home. Pray for my husband. He just lost his job. And now, with the financial pressure that people are under, if there's one thing that people are seeing today, Ken, it's that the old way isn't working anymore. You know, when I was a kid, you were a kid, you came out of school, you got the job, and you stayed with the company long enough, and you got all the benefits, and then you had that wonderful thing down the road called retirement. And I remember my dad talking about retirement, and he never lived to retire. And I've met so many people now that are retired, and they can't even pay their bills, and they're deciding whether they're going to buy their medicine or whether they're going to eat. This business, whether somebody just needs an extra $500 a month, or somebody really wants to take and change their entire life, and many people have dreamed of being a millionaire, but we're seeing a new millionaire club member every 26 days. Many people would love to make $100,000 a year. We're seeing a brand new person do that every 11 days. You don't have to spend time defending prepaid legal. Prepaid legal has proven itself. It is right now, matter of fact, our stock is trading at 10 times what General Motors is trading at. And when I looked at this business, and believe me, let me just be honest with you, as a pastor with a radio and television ministry and people that were I was responsible for, I did something that I don't know whether you have the wherewithal to do it, but here's what I did. I spent 2 weeks from the time I was exposed to this business to the time I actually got in checking this company out. I had our lawyers go over prepaid legal top to bottom. I even had our lawyers check out this fellow, Harlan Stonecipher, because at the time I didn't know him. But I wanted to know, is this thing honest? Is this thing going to last? Is this thing real? Is this man, Harlan Stonecipher, honest? And here's what I found. In 5 years, I've never found one thing wrong with this company. In 5 years, I've never been disappointed one time in prepaid legal. I've talked to thousands of our associates. I've never met one who didn't get paid. This company is the most honest, straightforward, integrity-driven business that you can get into. And we can get into this business for, what, $249 or actually $49. You can actually get in this business for a tank of gasoline and change your life. So what I saw was something that could give mamas the opportunity to be home with their children, because I had so many moms that were calling and saying, Pastor, I just want to be home with my kids. I'm scared to death with what's going on with kids today, and I'm at Walmart standing on my feet 40 hours a week, and God only knows what my kids are doing while I'm there. I want to be home with my kids, but we need that income because we've got the bills to pay and so on and so forth. I found something that I can help a little lady, I can help a senior citizen, I can help a teenager get into a business for a tank of gas and literally make whatever they want to make. You see, it's timely, it's unlimited, and it's doable. And when I saw prepaid legal, I realized everybody needs this product. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning at about 10 o'clock, I was on the phone with a mama from Canada, and if I told you her story, every one of you would be in tears. A little 10-year-old child taken away by the social service system of Canada. This child has been so horribly sexually abused in the last 11 months. This child is damaged now physically for life. This little boy will never be the same because somebody, because they didn't like this mother, somebody because, and it was her own sister, who called the social service system and said, my sister is abusing her son. You know what she was doing, folks? She was spanking him. Not leaving bruises, not leaving marks, but disciplining and spanking. And the sister, who's a very left-leaning liberal, didn't like that, and she made a phone call. Now, it was an anonymous phone call at first, but later they found out she did it. But this lady's own sister made a phone call. The social service came to her home and took her child. You see, I deal with the social service system every day, and I'm going to tell you something. I've got a lot of friends in the social service work. And many of them have sat in my office over the years and said, Pastor, our system is out of control. Not saying that there aren't good people in the system. Same thing true with the public school system. When I went to school, my mama prayed for my teacher. She was more worried about what I was going to do to them than what they'd ever going to do to me. Today, that system has broken down. And so we've got children today who... at the rate of 1.3 million a year now, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States, over 300,000 a year in Canada, are literally being taken out of homes, and 60% of those apprehensions, as they call them, are the result of an anonymous phone call. That means anybody, anytime, can pick up the phone and allege something against you, and now you are guilty until you can somehow manage to prove yourself innocent, as in the case of this mother. What they do is shoot first and ask questions later. They take the children and then try and prove whether or not that allegation is true. This little boy was put into a foster home and abused. When the system found out about it, they moved him to another foster home, abused in that home. He's been in four homes, abused in three, because somebody made an anonymous phone call. Now, for the last 5 years, I've been on this campaign. Harlan allowed us to put this into our program, and I thank God for him. And over these 5 years, I can tell you of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands now, of children who were not taken away because their mom or their dad had a prepaid legal membership and were able to call an 800 number, no matter what time of the day or night, and get some legal help to assist them in that situation. The parents that do not have that legal help are literally going to lose their children. And then you are in, on an average, for a 22-month hell on earth experience. You'll get a lawyer then. You'll spend the thousands of dollars then. You may lose your marriage. You may lose your job. I know people who have even lost their home. You can go on Yahoo tonight. Just go on Yahoo and type in victims of child abuse laws, and you will see millions of stories. And ladies and gentlemen, we have the only plan on the planet that can stop that, that can help children. So what I'm going to say to you right now is not an embellishment. It is not something, it's not an exaggeration. It is a fact today. You literally, I literally, we all literally have something that can save people's lives. We have something that a man came up to me in Oklahoma. And he said, Dr. Brothers, I had spoken in Washington at the Team New Vision conference and talked about this very subject. And he said, you don't know this, sir, but I could have been one of those dads because I had a vicious temper, I was under pressure, and I was contemplating suicide, and I don't know whether I'd have taken anybody with me, but I would have been one of those people. But I'm in this business now, and I don't have that financial strain anymore. So I'm not trying to embellish the story. I'm simply telling you that you literally have something in your hands that can save lives. It can keep children from being sucked into the system. It can give moms and dads the freedoms to be with their children. And I say to parents all the time, I lecture on child rearing, and I say this, you got to know where they are, who they're with, what they're watching, what they're listening to, and what they're doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you can't do that if you're working two or three jobs. You can't do that if both mom and dad are out of the house working and the kids are left to their own devices. And this world will suck a child in today and suck them down so fast they'll make kids again. So I love this business. I love what it does. I wish I had more time to give to it. Right now we're doing the same thing everybody else is doing. We're trying to keep everything going. But the honest, simple truth is, I can go to a person, you can go to a person tonight, no matter what their station in life, no matter what their education, no matter what their color, no matter what their nationality, no matter their gender or anything else or their age, and say, I have a business, if you want it, that you can get into for either $49 or $249 and literally change your life. You can give that time to those children. You can have the financial freedom to do some of the things that you want to do. You can go see Mickey Mouse when you want to go see Mickey Mouse. You can live where you want to live. If you want to change your zip code, you can change your zip code. I've got folks that have gotten in prepaid so they could go into full-time Christian service. There's whatever your dream. And the Bible says, where there's no vision, people perish. And the thing I found about this business, Ken, is it gives people their dreams. And if people will dream, and if they'll tie into the system, this thing is so simple today that some people try and complicate it. If you can show people a DVD, if you can put a magazine in people's hands, if you can put a person on a phone call like this, you can help people change their life. And one of the greatest things I can tell you is this, to be able to lay your head on your pillow at night and say, you know what, I'm doing something with my life. My life is counting. And our motto is making a living while making a difference. And I believe today with the financial pressures people are under and people losing their homes and their dreams, this business is more apropos, more needed, and we have something in our hands that borders on a miracle when you can go to somebody and say, I've got something to help you change your life. And boy, I would just encourage every one of you to just get out and share it. You know, Zig Ziglar says you get everything out of life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And there's so many people out there right now, whether it's an extra 500 or people losing high caliber jobs. You know, where does a person go get another $100,000 a year job now? Where do all these white collar people that are being laid off from all the industries go find an opportunity? And then, you know, the problem is when they find that opportunity, they know in their heart that's probably going to be short lived because the average American changes jobs every 4.6 years. I've got something, you've got something that we can introduce to somebody. They can begin it just like all of us have, work it part time. Turn it into a full-time occupation, and nobody can ever take it away. The residual income will be there forever, and I guarantee you the prepaid legal will be there long after all of us are gone. But we can will it on to our children, onto our grandchildren, and nobody can take it away from you. So I decided 5 years ago to do whatever I had to do to help people. And I found something that could help them in the area that they were hurting in the most, and that was in their finances. And it's just been a wonderful ride. I love it today more than I've ever loved it. It's never disappointed me one time. And I tell pastors when I enroll them or other people, here's one business that will never, ever, ever embarrass you. And it can give you your dreams. So I would challenge every one of you. You don't know. What's going on in the life of that person you're talking to. That person may well be the next person to either lose their children or some other tragedy strike them. And you have the power in your hand to change that. And I say so often to people, if you had a cure for cancer, would you keep it to yourself? And I believe we have a cure for the cancers that are blighting people from coast to coast and border to border, all across America and all across Canada. So I encourage every one of you, tell everybody you come in contact with. Use the Dave Savula. If you get within 3 feet of me, I'm going to talk to you about prepaid legal lingo. But whatever you have to do, just understand you've got something and you've got a life-saving business in your hands that can literally change people's lives. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Ken.
Listen, what a great call. What a great man. We really do thank you for being on Carlton. Night. And like we've said before, if we could ever be of assistance to you, we'll just feel free to call us.
You have been an assistance to me. I tell your story and your son's stories and your family's stories, and you're my hero, my friend. I love you to death.
Thank you, Dr. Brothers. We appreciate you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Dr. Brothers, thank you for being on. This is Randy. And tell Jeremy hello for me, will you?
I certainly will.
All right. We'll
be together tomorrow in New York City.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Randy. Praying
all
for
right.
you.
Now it's my privilege to go out to the state of Utah to regional vice president. He's a platinum executive director, $100,000 ring earner, He's going to introduce the number three top producer in prepaid legal for last week, and that's none other than Mr. Dave Hall. Dave,
wow, hey, that's a tough act to follow. I mean, I've had Dr. Fletcher Brothers out here to Utah, and I mean, that guy just brought down the house with his passion for this business. I'm really glad that he was our guest on the call tonight. I could listen to him for hours preach, but I want to just real quick introduce the number three top recruiter in the entire nation. This guy's been dynamite since the first day I met him. Funny thing is, he actually had me pitch prepaid legal to him about 9 years ago when he blew me off. But that's okay. That's what repentance is for. He's come back around, saw the light, joined prepaid legal, one of the top recruiters, not only on our team month in and month out, but now in the nation, just working his way up the ranks out of Boise, Idaho. None other than Mr. Damian Schieber. Mr. Schieber, you on the call?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy. Maybe you can share with everybody real quick your background real briefly and what you're doing to tear it up out there so fast.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I've spent the last 10 years in the mortgage business, and I'm sure it's not a newsflash that the mortgage business has not been a great business for the last year and a half. And I did blow Mr. Hall off 9 years ago, and I'm paying the price for it now, but I was doing a core training last week, and, you know, one of the things I shared with the people there was, you know, some people are motivated because they see the light, but most of us are motivated because we feel the heat. And the mortgage business not being a good business, I was feeling the heat and needed to make a change, and saw the opportunity and ran with it. And real quick, just some of the things I did to recruit last week. First of all, I got a family member, so I don't know if that counts, but I got a family member into the business. It was my mother-in-law, and went over and introduced her and just started showing her the product and ended up recruiting her. So, you know, even your family will eventually get in. In fact, Mr. Hall knows that. It took him 8 months to get his mom in, but now she's a silver executive director in the business. So but some of the other things that I did real quick, I just, I drove deep. I had a manager on my team that hasn't been doing anything. I called him up, and I kind of prodded him. I said, dude, you're not doing anything. Give me some names and numbers. You know, now, he wasn't a personal recruit of mine, because on my personal recruits, I build a list with them, and part of that list comes with me when I walk out. But this was someone that, you know, I recruited my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law recruited this guy who's kind of falling out. So I just went to work for him, and he gave me a list of people. He didn't really give me a list. He gave me two names. You know, one of those people gave me two names, and but I called those people up, and one of those gave me a referral, led me to someone that I recruited. When I recruited that person, I said, you know what? You gave me this referral. I'll put him on your team because Ryan Burns was out here a couple of weeks ago, and you know, last year he was the number three recruiter in the nation for the entire year, and he taught us how to chain recruits together. So I called the person who gave me the referral back, and I said, you know what? This person's in. They're ready to go. I just put him in the system. If you want, I know you were unsure, but they're ready to go. If you want, I'll put them on your team. And so that original person that gave me the referral signed up. And so, you know, and then the other guy was just a cold contact that, you know, I try and talk to everybody. And that's something else I learned from Mr. Burns when he was up here. And I know Mr. Hall taught Mr. Burns everything he knows. So that's one of the things Mr. Burns said was you talk to everyone. You don't necessarily steer the conversation toward prepaid with everyone, but you talk to everyone. And if the conversation turns to a prepaid, or even if it doesn't, sometimes if there's a good rapport, they'll just say, you know what, this is totally random, but blah, 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 blah. And so I've learned to do that from him as well. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, he came up here and did a Super Saturday for us. And, you know, 99% of everything I learned, I either learned on a road trip with Mr. Hall or from Chris Hughes or Ryan Burns at a couple of different Super Saturdays. And I'm just excited to keep going. So now that I've made it once, it feels great. I'm going to make it a lot this year. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Hall.
Well, thank you very much. Sounds like digging through warm market and cold markets working very well for you, and that's no secret in this business. It's all about activity matters most, and Mr. Schieber is also on track to go executive director this month, so we'll look forward to seeing him walk in the stage in Las Vegas as one of the newest executive directors and another executive director on the Moore Success team. So back to you, Mr. Moore in Oklahoma.
All right, Mr. Hall, thank you very much. Mr. Sheeter, again, congratulations. Proud you're part of the team.
Great job. We appreciate it very much.
All right, now it's my privilege to go out to the state of Colorado to Gold Executive Director, another $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Dave Hughes. Dave, are you on?
I am. How are you?
I'm excited, Mr. Hughes. You actually have the number two top recruiter in the nation last week on your team. Is that right?
Yep. We got. I don't know if he made it on the call. Christina Felix is on the call, the upline executive director, and she works a lot closer with him. So I'm going to get out of the way, and I'll turn it over to her. Christina, are you on the call?
Yes, Dr. Hughes, I am. Thank you very much.
Christina, Ken Moore, good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate being allowed to be on the call.
You tell that hubby hello for me.
I will do that. Thank you. On behalf of our associate, Mr. James, we call him Art Burnett, we were very surprised. Thank you so much, Dr. Hughes, for letting us know about Mr. Burnett and the wonderful work that he's doing. He's just plugging away. I have to say he's working his warm market completely. He has been out there talking to everyone he knows. He's mostly approaching his friends and family. He's speaking with them about the membership, the values of the membership, how it can help. And I have to say, when I think back on all of his recruits that he's gotten this week, every single one of them are also deaf. Mr. Burnett is deaf. These are all friends and family members that are also deaf. And he's recruiting from a whole lot of the deaf community because, honestly, with the fate, the things that they face on a day-to-day basis, they need this membership so much. So this is a great opportunity for him to offer them a way to protect themselves, to earn some income. Mr. Burnett is retired, and he is going crazy about the thought of going to Cancun, Mexico. We've spoken probably four or five times in the last 2 days about Cancun. He wants to know this Players Club thing. He wants to have it down pat. He's got a couple more people that he's spoken to today that he's going to be finding out later on this evening whether they'd like to get started with their business as well. He's locking up this month. He's locking up next month. And he is going to do everything that he can so he can sit on the beach with us with his toes in his hand, drinking a drink with a little umbrella on the top. That's exactly what he told me he wanted to do.
Tell you what, he is doing a magnificent job. Please extend my gratitude and my congratulations. What a fabulous story. Isn't that right, Randy?
Absolutely, Christina, and we're very proud of you and Pablo, what you guys are doing. You know, you work with the deaf community there, and you guys have become executive directors, and you're leading by example. I mean, Mr. Burnett is what, a manager? Is that correct?
He is a manager. He is very close to director. I believe he'll make director, if not this week, by the end of the month. He's very focused. He's looking at the beaches of Mexico. That's what he is focused on.
Well, you know, that's an incentive trip, and that is a great incentive. You know, I mean, what other companies are actually still giving away trips? Most of them are taking them away.
Exactly.
You know, the more I know these people, Randy, the more I respect them and the more I appreciate them and love them. They're just absolutely down-to-earth, heartwarming people, and I really appreciate that.
And, of course, I want to congratulate Dr. Dave Hughes because I know he has mentored you guys in the business. And I remember many times he's gone out there to work with you guys. So, again, I want to congratulate you, Dr. Hughes, for continuing to lead by example.
Thank you.
You bet. Actually, thank you. We're actually, you know, it's amazing how fast our team is growing because I didn't even know James Burnett all that well. And but I'm flying out there on Monday back to Tucson, Arizona to go work with the Parsley. So we're excited.
Well, you work with the willing. I know you do that, and you're one of the best on our team about actually getting out in the field and working with the people that need it or building such a huge team. So, again, congratulations to you and Pablo and Christina. Thank you guys for being on the call. And congratulate Mr. Burnett again for being the number two top recruiter in the entire nation and on our team last week. So thank you very much for being on the call.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Appreciate that. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. You know, Randy, I tell you what, let's just keep on putting God first, the family second, and prepaid third, and just enjoying life to the fullest. And we thank each of you for being on the call tonight. We appreciate you so very much. So God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.